to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's 7:06 on July 14th. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming on KCNR1460.com. Streaming on your computers, your iPods, your iPhones, your iTunes. If you come by, we'll play the sound really loud if you're driving by outside the studio so you can hear us that way. If you want to get a hold of Linda, just go to Linda at KCNR1460.com. And what a good day it is, considering that I can just barely stand up straight. And I'm joined today, of course, in our cast of thousands that are in here, and there's a lot of people making this work, but it's Bad Bob.
And good morning.
And how are you today, Bad Bob? You look tired.
A little bit. Didn't get quite as much sleep as I think I should, but I get to go see the dentist today, so, you know, it's that kind of a day.
So 12 hours a day and then sleeping on the board here is not enough? Okay, got it. Hey, but speaking of a beautiful and somebody that can spend an entire 30 minutes being bounced around on an inner tube and screaming and laughing the whole time, Linda.
Good morning. Currently 71 degrees. Our forecast today says, purely, it's hot. Got to be hot today.
Hot.
And it's not like hot 104. It's a hot 98. I think 98, you know, when we have these temperatures that are going to be coming up this weekend, 98 is nearly double digits.
I spit on 98. It's not triple digits. Double digits we can handle.
No, I know. We love to share with you our stories and our journeys of what happened to us in the North State, this incredible place that we live. And yesterday was definitely a new experience for both of us.
Yeah, in the afternoon we went out with our friends Rick and Pam Hill and Chicken and Salmo and
checked out their new boat.
And Bethany was there too, their daughter.
Okay, so we went to Bridge Bay, and it's interesting. Okay, living in the North State, this was something that Carl and I definitely decided that we were going to do this year on our personal bucket list, is to experience Whiskey Town, to experience Shasta Lake, to experience American River. A friend of mine moved. We bought his little what's it called? What's that?
The Zodiac Rat.
Little Zodiac Rat. We haven't used it yet. We thought, you know, in the heat, that'll be cool to throw on the back of the truck and float down the river and just really experience all of the waterways and, the things that you can do, like houseboating. And we've not done that. I've not done that. And so we went out yesterday, and we'll talk to you a little bit more about that. Love to hear some of your Lake Shasta stories. And especially if people who have grown up here and boating is part of their life, they think nothing of just let's go. They fill the car up. They schlep their stuff down 21 steps. I guess last year it was 98. Now we're at 21. Stepped down to where the boat is docked, and it's just part of this family kind of thing. It would be like, I guess, throwing your clubs in the back of your car and going out and in the hole, or saddling up a horse and taking your horse out as part of getting ready for the wonderful journey and the passion of it. Boy, I'll tell you what, boat people are extremely passionate about what they do.
Well, you know, and you get out there and you see all the houseboats that are available for rent, and you see what a huge business it is that Shasta Lake is, and what a boon it is to our economy. And then you realize that when the lake's down 165 feet, and people have to go take the 94 steps down to get to their boats, or they have to put them in different areas, or there's mud flats where people used to, you know, stay and be able just to swim in the lake. You realize what a huge, huge benefit it is to have that lake full.
What adjective would you use as far as our experience yesterday?
Well, it was, I think it was magnificent. The fact is that being out on the water there, I've been out there on Shasta Lake before, or Lake Shasta, on fishing. But it's completely different. So we had a great time, and we appreciate it from our friends the Hills. And we did do an inner tube, or not, it's a tube thing. They blow it up and,
oh, I want
and they
to talk
attach
about
it. They attach it to the boat. And the idea is to keep you airborne for 30 minutes. We'll talk about that.
Let's do.
Okay. It's Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. We're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back. We have our spotlight on business today. We're going to be going with our entertainment. And, of course, our guest today is Mary Stiegel, City Council member. And she'll be on later during the show. KCNR, clearly, News Talk Radio.
Price is important, but even more important is being able to rely on a professional company that is timely, accurate, watches your budget, and is committed to the stability of our community. This is Jennifer Haynes from NorCal Presort, your business mailroom. NorCal Presort works with many local vendors to ensure your end result is perfect. This is why Reading Printing works with NorCal Presort.
Hi, this is Ken Peterson of the Reading Printing Company. We've been in printing for over 73 years, making us one of the most relied-on printing companies in the area. Our customers come to use us because they know they will get quality workmanship every time. NorCal Presort handles our mailings because they get it done right every time.
Reading Printing and NorCal Presort, two local businesses you can rely on to be timely, accurate, save you money, and committed to our community. And you will pay less for postage. Stop by NorCal Presort at 835 Industrial, just off Hilltop, or call me at 221-6895. NorCal Presort, your business mailroom.
You've seen it on TV, now see it at the As Seen on TV store. Hundreds of As Seen on TV items and new products coming in every week. Tired of paying high electric bills to keep your house cool? The As Seen on TV store has portable air conditioners you can move from room to room. Thousands were sold last year for $199.95, but for a limited time, they're just $149.95. Keep your cool and cut your power bill As Seen on TV. Take it home today. 10% discount for seniors and all military. The As Seen on TV store in the Shasta Center on Cherry Creek Road, right behind Dairy Queen.
I'm here with Donna Salato, who has had a transformation in her life in working out at Adamson's Peak Performance. Donna, tell us what your experience has been.
It's been fabulous. I've been working out with a friend, Lori, so we're doing the buddy system, and we started with the Take Shape for Life program and did that for 3 months with a personal trainer and dieting, and then we couldn't let go of the personal trainer, so we stuck with Zach. And he's just been amazing. It's been fun, a lot of work, dedication, but they make it fun and it's different.
How long have you been doing this now?
Since about the second week of January.
Have your friends noticed?
Oh, absolutely.
Have you changed dress sizes?
Oh, several.
That's fantastic, Donna. For your transformation, go to Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli next to Yak's.
Most people have a closet or drawer full of precious memories that are being lost day by day. Photos, slides, records, audio and video cassettes, they're all slowly fading away due to deterioration of the media they're recorded on. Belongi Entertainment Enterprises offers digital archiving services for all types of visual and audio media. Properly stored optical discs such as DVDs and CDs will last for decades and can be used to make perfect copies for family and friends. Find out more at Belongi Entertainment Enterprises, 223-3515.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:14 and 30 seconds.
Thus the music to the day.
There you
hot,
go.
Hot,
605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. It's right down on Airport Road, right past the Burrito Bandito. Look for the satellites out in front. Doug Tooley, the owner there, will do Dish Satellite for you. Dish service with free HD for life. That's right, free HD. They charge you for the, in the other organizations that put TV on the air, but they charge you for that. He's giving it to you free for life. They've been serving our local customers since 1985. They do great work. They guarantee their work, home media systems, home theaters. Doug Tooley. Veteran of the 82nd Airborne, so he takes care of veterans too. It's B&T Satellite on Airport Road, just down from the Burrito Bandito.
And remember when we were in Sacramento and we were at the mall and we saw the thousands or thousand people waiting in line for the the brand new iPhone, and how we saw pictures here in the searchlight. Or no, actually, it was somebody's phone that was taking a picture that sent to us about the line here in Reading waiting for the iPhone.
That's right.
Well, unfortunately, it seems that the iPhone, from Consumers Report, has been given a poor reception. Boo-hoo. A decision by Consumer Reports against endorsing the latest iPhone because of reception problems threatens to tarnish Apple and company's reputation, yet fans who have braved poor reception for years are likely to keep buying the product.
I understand is that if you put your, you literally, if you have like your thumb or something like that in close to where the receiver is that it can cancel out part of the reception there.
Consumer Reports said it won't endorse the iPhone 4 as, quote, recommended, because tests show that simply holding the gadget can cause reception to fade.
Yeah.
Okay, now if you
How much was an iPhone? What are they, $300 or $400? And then people lined up for hours just to get one, and now we're finding out Consumer Reports, which is a pretty fair magazine. I mean, it's they're testing of all different types of appliances and autos and phones and electronics and everything is pretty fair.
And I may add that although Consumer Reports only recommends a handful of phones, this was the first time the publication isn't giving an iPhone its, quote, you know, in quotations, recommended stamp of approval. I don't know. I'd love to hear from you. I know we've got some iPhone freaks. I think once you become an Apple person, you just love Apple. But I know I was on AT&T and switched over to Verizon. I'm not sure why still. But anyway, so, you know, if you've got an iPhone...
I know.
Well, okay, because we...
Because we had two separate phone bills of over $100, and we couldn't have had just one.
And I had my AT&T phone. It wasn't an Apple phone, but it was AT&T, and I was going to go to the Apple phone, so... Anyway, we didn't do that. We went with the Verizon phone, and you know, I'm not sure if I can say in the Reading area which one's really better, but we did go by locally, and so we really appreciated that experience with MailBiz, or not, it's the MailBiz company on Hilltop with Diane Brown. She really was wonderful in that experience, so that was good.
You know, that's the thing. You do local business, and you take the phone that does the best for you. Okay, let's take a look at what's going on. I think we're in about day 80. What is it, Bob? Day 85 on the Gulf oil crisis down there in New Orleans. It's got to be like 85 or 86, right?
It's like a war.
Okay, it is a war. Now, you know, if you've been following this, and we've been following this, and, you know, sometimes we're remiss and not just keep bringing it out every day, but, you know, how many times can you hear... It's still not working. Or the oil is now covering 500 square miles. It is hitting most of the states. It's moving its way, you know, through the Keys. It's up into Miami. It's up into Florida Panhandle. You can only hear so much. But BP says is that they think they got a new cap on it. Well, they did. They moved it on. It looked like it could be good. But now they're backing it off for 24 hours because it looks like the amount of oil they're capturing in this isn't as much as they thought it would be. Now, there could be a couple reasons for this. One, that it's just slowed, or that when they've capped it, that the oil is now leaking out from someplace else. And here's the problem, is this was something that they thought from, you know, from the beginning. If you cap this off completely, there could be weaknesses in the structure there that now it starts leaking from four or five places and gushing. And now you've got to go after all those. Again, this cap is not the final solution on it. They are drilling two other well sites down to bleed off all the oil. But we're still not looking at that to be finished before the beginning of August. So again, the oil crisis continues. It's not getting any better. The fact is that, you know, there's still, the skimmers are still out there. People are still on the beaches. There's still animals being destroyed. However, you know, there are areas out there that people are still fishing, that they still are bringing in seafood and different types, and it's okay because it's being looked at. I don't know how long it's going to take them to recover from this. The good thing is that if you clean up as much as you can out of the oceans, ocean will eventually regenerate itself. The problem is the drilling. And why we drill deep wells without another well right alongside it that you can use in an emergency like they do in other areas of the world. Is it a cost saver probably? And the other part is who's doing all the inspections? As the woman in the Obama administration resigned over this whole thing, who is watching over the drilling of it? Is it something that the drilling companies do? And one last thing is, everybody thinks we're stopping the drilling. No, we're not stopping the moratorium. There's many of them going on out there. This was just new deep water. So they're trying to change that. If you remember that the judge axed the moratorium, so they're trying to bring it back. Again, the government trying to help the people down there by putting moratoriums and killing their jobs. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Keeping your money local is important to the community. We at Shasta.com are committed to this philosophy. One way you can help keep your money local is to switch your internet to Shasta.com.
You're right, Regina. Hi, I'm Andy Main. When you switch your DSL service to Shasta.com, you get a free modem, free virus and spam protection, local tech support, and no hidden fees. We are proud sponsors for local events like Cool April Nights, the Reading Rodeo, and others. The support we give these causes comes from dollars we put back into the community.
Still on dial-up? Now's the time to move to high speed. This is the best deal for DSL around, and we are here to help you get connected. Call today to learn about our installation services. So what are you waiting for?
To sign up, visit us on the web at Shasta.com or call 224-6866 or come by our office on Mistletoe Lane. Take back your internet service and bring it home. And don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
MD Imaging Radiologist, Dr. Patricia Hansen.
When you're dealing with things like cancer and heart disease, things that are life-threatening, trust becomes very important.
With 15 subspecialized radiologists on staff, MD Imaging provides a collaborative environment in which your diagnosis can have several radiologists involved. With multiple doctors examining and discussing your images, your diagnosis will have greater certainty. Here's MD Imaging radiologist Dr. Danford Bickmore.
We're fortunate to have a facility like MD Imaging right here in Reading, so you don't have to go to Sacramento or San Francisco to get that same level of expertise.
When it comes to medical imaging, you have a choice. There is a difference. So choose the only imaging facility in our area fully accredited in all modalities. MD Imaging. Trust.
Hi, my name is Heather, and I work at Espresso Joe's. We've been in business for over 34 years and have the very first espresso machine in Reading. Espresso Joe's has over 30 gourmet coffees to select from, and we can brew them over 60 different ways. Not only does Espresso Joe's have the drink of your choice, but also an extensive array of espresso supplies so you can brew your own. Not sure how to use that espresso maker? Just ask me. Need a quiet place to drink your espresso? Go next door to our community room. Open up your computer and use our free Wi-Fi. We want you to enjoy your experience. Come and meet the T&B Sweeties and order your favorite cup of coffee. Espresso Joe's is located inside Tobacco and Brew at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Sundays. That's Espresso Joe's at 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Good morning, Reading! Let's hear that. Carl is in here dancing and he's ringing the bell. I think he's ringing the bell because he's alive and he can actually, you know, do a little John Travolta two-step.
Very slow John Travolta
yeah,
two-step.
It's the only thing missing is the black shirt and the white suit. But good morning, 74 degrees. It's going to be hot today with a high of 98. We're always taking your calls here. It's open line. This is your show. We like to say... this is Radio for the People, by the People, and we're going to be talking a lot of things this morning. Of course, as we always do, what's happening in the community, we bring people on, and we're going to be covering just a variety of topics. But right now, I want to tell you that the weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. This Friday from 6 to 9, I'm going to be out there with some of the best area of Northern California jazz musicians. We're going to be out there. If you've not come and you really like live music, this is a perfect evening for you. Come out for wine tasting. Come out for five-star meals prepared by Chef John Stadelli. And I can guarantee you that every person that's come out there has really enjoyed it. They come back again and again. The food is incredible. And we're going to be out there with Bruce Kalin, Johnny Gonzalez. We're going to be out there with Lou White and Rick Hill. And it's going to be just a really neat, we do like jazz standards. You can talk and laugh. And part of the deal is the live music ambiance. That's tonight. If you're going to go, make reservations and ask for the music room because we get sold out. So just want to let you know, it's Wednesday. We're going to be out there this Friday. So the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, and that's our favorite place to go.
It is. Hey, just some information for you. You know that we talk about lobbyists and what kind of impact lobbyists have in Sacramento. Well, it's an analysis by a paper called the San Jose Mercury News has found that outside interests sponsored more than one-third of the bills introduced in the California legislature during a recent two-year period. Okay. So lobbyists came in and through them, their interest sponsored more than a third of the bills. According to the newspaper review, 39% of the bills introduced during the period were pushed by lobbyists. Again, we're not saying that may not have been good ideas, but who knows? They're being pushed by lobbyists. Lobbyists have lots of money. The paper also found that nearly half the lobbyist-sponsored bills became the law compared to about 20% of bills written by legislators acting on their own. That, my friends, is something that should be worrisome to you. More than half of the bills sponsored by the lobbyist became law compared to only 20% of the bills written by legislatures. Of the 1,800 bills that were written by lobbyists in 2007 and 8, the most recent, this was based on 2007 and 8, that more than 500 of the bills were by private industries and industry trade groups trying to increase their share of the market, limit regulation, or deter lawsuits. Now, I'm not saying that some of them may not have been good laws. Maybe they write better laws than our legislators. But here's the thing. Lobbyists in there, they're pushing what they want that may not be in the best interest of we the people of California. And they are getting more of their bills passed than legislators being passed. Why? Why is that? There must be a reason for it. Is there because that the lobbyists are working together? Is because the lobbyists are giving money to the legislators? Could that be? They're paying the legislators in different ways? All these rules, oh, you can't accept this, you can't accept that, but yet you can have funds to run for office or hundreds of thousands of dollars. The little perks here and there. Are any of the legislators getting poor that are working, either at the state or the federal government? I don't think so. Some of them have increased their wealth by millions over the years. That could be because they're just great businessmen, or there could be other reasons. But here's the thing. That needs to be looked into. Why are we putting up with this? Why are we letting lobbyists push this many of their bills through? When are the legislators going to stand up? When is somebody going to say something? You know what? We're going to try and get Jim Nielsen on the phone and see what he says about this. We've got Gary on the phone. And, Gary, we've just got a couple minutes, so we're going to hold you over, too, until the other side. But we're going to bring you on now. Gary. Carl and Linda. KCNR.
Gary, you there?
Hello, Gary.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Gary. You know what, Gary? I was going to rant there, so we're going to get you on and then hold you over to the other side. But what do you have? What do you want to start with?
Well, I was going to talk about the BP oil spill and some of the things that actually caused that oil spill.
Okay. Well, we've got a break here, and then when we come back, we'll have you on, okay?
Okie doke.
So you stay with us here for that. I probably should have jumped on that one a little bit earlier, but I was, seeing red at that point. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Clearly, News Talk Radio.
From the Fox Business Network, the most powerful name in business news. While we're keeping our cash and our plastic in our wallets, the Commerce Department says retail sales fell by 0.5% last month. Sluggish car sales and lower gas prices part of the reason. Strong consumer spending is considered to be a key ingredient to a continued economic recovery. New mortgage applications last week, they fell to a 13-year low, even though interest rates are still generally under 5%. Yamaha is showing off a new electric scooter. It's designed for short trips. 15 miles is about as far as you can go before you need to charge it. And the family of George Steinbrenner still mourning his death yesterday, but perhaps taking some comfort in this fact. By dying this year, when the estate tax is not in effect, the billionaire owner of the Yankees may have spared his family hundreds of millions of dollars in taxes. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Connell McShane.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
Selleck Fine Art Gallery and Picture Framing recently acquired an art collection from a bankruptcy and is now selling the framed and unframed pieces at a fraction of their original prices. World-famous artists include E. Dennis, Douglas Hoffman, Don Hatfield, Mark King, Dorrit Levy, Azalea, and Sesone, just to name a few. Subject matters include modern, cubism, landscape, musical, serigraphs, figuratives, wine, and abstracts. Due to the size of the show, this one-of-a-kind art sale is being held in the Carpet One Floor & Home's new location during their grand opening at 1615 Placer Street, directly across Placer from the downtown post office, Wednesday, July 21st through Friday, July 23rd from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, July 24th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. You'll find subject matter for any home or business at prices you can't pass up. Don't miss this opportunity to throw Selleck Fine Art Gallery and Picture Framing's art sale, Wednesday, July 21st through Saturday, July 24th, at the Carpet One Floor & Home's new location during their grand opening at 1615 Placer Street.
Today's four-door crew cabs are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of small machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium-sized vehicles, but we found them inadequate as trucks got bigger. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert. Like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort, with expanded practice hours, including evening and Saturday appointments to accommodate busy schedules. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 7:35 in the morning. Carl Mondavat, phone lines are 605-4567. Let's go to the phones. Gary, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for waiting.
Hey, you're talking about that oil well that's problematic down in the Gulf. I worked on quite a number of drilling rigs up in Alaska when I was up there. Although it's been, 20, 25 years ago. But there's basically one way you drill an oil well. And when you come, when you've got the well drilled, you're down to touchdown. You're completed the drilling. Then you go ahead and go into a production scheme to set it up so you can produce it. And one of the first things you do is you cement the bottom of the casing. And once you've got your cement job done, then you do a cement log, which tells you if you have a good cement job and whether it's sealed or not. And it's I'm understanding from the congressional hearing that BP had a logging unit, cement logging unit, on the drill ship, but they didn't use it. They sent it back to town. They said they weren't going to do it. So they had really no way of telling if they had a good seal. That was the first mistake right there. The second mistake, once you've got a cement job, you replace your drilling mud with salt water. Salt water is a lot lighter than the drilling mud. Once you start pushing that drilling mud out and pushing salt water down, you need to be able to check how much fluid you've got going down into the well and how much is coming out, because you may have a gas bubble coming up that will lighten the mud coming out, and it'll come out faster. What they did, instead of taking the mud onto the rig and measuring it and checking for gas in the mud, they offloaded that mud onto a ship. So they were taking the salt water from a ship onto the rig and then the mud off of the rig to another ship. They had no way of telling whether the well was coming at them or not, and it was, and that's when it blew out.
Well, wow. Well, Gary, you have been doing this stuff before, right?
Yes, I have.
What about the idea of drilling that second well down there to almost to where the other one is, just in case if something like this happens?
Well, you're gonna have to drill wells down anyway. I don't see drilling two wells at one time. You might have a problem with either one of them. One of the things that we did in Alaska every Monday morning, the rig crews worked from 11:30 at night till 11:30 in the morning. The night crew, after they had breakfast at 6 o'clock in the morning, would shut down drilling operations, and we would go through a BOP test. There was those valves that you could close it off that are down there on the ocean floor that didn't close for them.
Uh-huh.
We would test those, and it would take anywhere from 3 hours to 6-8 hours to test them, depending upon whether we got a test numbers, whether they worked or not. And we would go every once a week, we would go through and test them. And it doesn't sound as though they were testing those BOPs down there. I don't mean to second guess them. I understand, I guess, when they're down at 5,000 feet, they're more problematic than they are when they're up on the surface.
Yeah, but still,
drilling on land.
Yeah.
But still, there are safety measures that need to be taken. And sometimes drilling companies have a tendency, I shouldn't say drilling companies, oil companies have a tendency of cutting corners, which is what happened here.
Well, they have, and it's not just even the disaster, which was, you know, it sounds like it could have been prevented at some point, but it's the aftermath of it on the lack of attention from trying to put all the resources in it, you know, and again, laying that at the administration's feet. It seems like they could have done a lot more a lot earlier, but
mm-hmm.
But now we understand what the how they did it, the mechanics of it. So I mean, and you're right, it's not easy at 5,000 feet. Hey Gary, thank you so much for your phone call.
You bet. Have a nice day.
You bet. This is Colin about Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. We're going to take a quick break here and come back, and Linda's got a bunch of things for you.
The Shasta Center Merchants and Kubler's Furniture in Reading are embracing and sharing a whole new way for our customers to shop and save money this summer. Our summer savings days are going on now through the end of September. All the unique shops in the Shasta Center have pulled together to offer you the best summer savings ever. Starting on Tuesdays, we have a fabulous farmers market, local artisans presentations, and super sidewalk specials from our shops in the Shasta Center. Wednesdays, the Shasta Center and Kubler's Furniture honor our seniors 55 and older to special promotions and discounts. On Thursdays, while a local charity washes your wheels, you get a thank you packet from the center's merchants for reduced or free merchandise or services. Then on Fridays, we are hosting the Girls Just Want to Have Fun Fridays for all our ladies, with specials on designer fabrics, pottery painting, unique clothes shopping, interior home design advice, as seen on TV goodies, scrumptious candles, and of course, happy hour at Cool Hand Luke's from 2 to 4. A unique and exclusive experience awaits you. Come by and see what is in store for you. Something fun and exciting is always going on at the Shasta Center, located on Churn Creek Road.
Everyone's lifestyle is different, and it's important to find a vision correction method that fits. I'm Dr. Nancy Eklund. I referred Dan London to Dr. Leonard Newman for a LASIK procedure. Now he enjoys the freedom to live an active lifestyle without the complications of contacts or glasses.
LASIK has helped me because I love not wearing contacts. I do a lot of outdoor sports. I'm a fly fisherman and a kayaker. And having contacts on your eyes when you're outside is problematic because the air dries them out and it's not good. And so having the LASIK lets me do all of my sports and activities without having to wear contacts or glasses. Based upon my experience, I would recommend Dr. Eklund and Dr. Newman to anyone who is seriously considering LASIK surgery.
To see if LASIK vision correction is right for you, call Nancy Eklund Eye Care at 223-4300.
When you drive a hybrid, you're not just driving a car, you're driving an idea of helping out, of saving things, like gas, trees, water, and air. What if driving a hybrid could help you save on auto insurance? Now it can. Ask a Farmers agent about our hybrid discount, one of dozens of discounts that could save you hundreds of dollars. Let us help you save more than the planet. Find your agent today at Farmers.com. Discounts apply to selected coverages, perils, and policy types only and may vary by eligibility.
Summer is the perfect time to rest easy with a quality Serta mattress. And you can rest even easier with Sam's Club's incredible prices, like twin mattresses starting at just $99.87. Sam's Club can even deliver your new mattress. It's the most convenient way to enjoy the new Serta Perfect Sleeper, official mattress of the National Sleep Foundation, exclusively at Sam's Club. So relax and let Sam's Club bring the best Serta values to you. For an expanded mattress selection, visit samsclub.com. Sam's Club, savings made simple. Club, savings made simple.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 43 in the morning. Carl and the Bot. Phone lines here, 605-4567. In the next hour, we've got Mary Stiegel coming in. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, I just like going in there. I like going in because everybody's friendly. You know, they treat everybody very well there. Espresso Joe's, great coffees, great iced drinks. That mango one they had there will just knock you out. And, of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Well, good morning, and we're going to take this moment here. We're going to talk, do this segment on the spot with Linda Bott. First, I want to talk to you about and share with you the Lake Shasta experience and what you can also do out at Lake Shasta. We went with friends on their new boat, I think there were six of us, and we intertubed. Never had done that before with the big, it wasn't really an inner tube, it was a giant raft, round raft. And one of the girlfriends on the boat went out, of course, you know, that this is a brand new boat for our friends. I mean, it's meaning a brand new boat for them, which they got on eBay, surprisingly enough, that had like 8 hours on it. The thing was amazing with a amazing sound system. And I'd never really been out on a boat before that had, you know, the intricate sound system. And so the first thing we did is we put on the James Bond theme and just like blew it out. It was just the most awesome experience, you know. Anyway, so we found our cove and we ended up rafting. And so the next after the first girl went, and that must have been like a 5 minute, you know, extravagant, you know, crazy eights and everything else. How can you hold on? Carl and I decided to brave out and do it together as a couple. You want to talk about, not only do we work together in the mornings, here we were on this raft. And I have to just tell you that I laughed out loud and just did that, the yelling at the top of my lungs and with glee for the entire experience. And Carl said, "Are you done yet?" I said, he kept looking at me, "Are you okay?" And I'd say, "Stop asking me. I'm great. Stop asking me."
That's because parts I have were being stretched beyond where they've been stretched in 42 years.
Oh, but it was so much fun. And I can't say enough and encourage you to use the beautiful, just use the lake. Enjoy the lake. It's such a gift. I wanted to give you some statistics about Shasta Lake and Shasta Dam. There's 365 miles of shoreline, and the length of Shasta is 35 miles. The surface area is 30,000 acres. The greatest depth is 517 feet. The average annual flow is about 6.2 million acres per feet, and the Shasta Dam height is 602 feet. There's a whole different visceral feeling of what it is to be in the lake than to drive over the lake. We didn't get a chance to do the jet skis or anything like that, which is fine, but we really enjoyed being in the lake and the water, and the temperature was really spectacular. Want to tell you about the Bridge Bay experience, though. We went into Bridge Bay. I'm talking about Tale of the Whale. Is it Whale of the Tail? What's it called?
Tale of the Whale.
Bob, who's very lake savvy, knows what I'm talking about. They need new management. I just want you all to know that here they have a captive audience, and sorry, we waited for 10 minutes before somebody would even see us in line. And then we had to tell them, you know, the place was absolutely packed. They have a captive audience. And then we went and sat in a booth, and it was 10 minutes before anybody came by. And then we looked around after 20, 30 minutes after being out in the sun, you know, like we were ready to spend some money and enjoy a cocktail or iced tea or whatever. And we looked around and we saw several tables that had menus that had not been served. I guess there were two servers. So I just think, you know, here a lot of people are coming to Redding and buying houseboats, and they've got a captive audience there. I don't know what happened that day, but somebody needs to step up. So here we've got this great experience with the lake. Tale of the Whale is, I've been there before many years ago, had a nice dinner, and we just wanted to share with you the hot spot of Shasta Lake. Coming up, we want to give a wonderful tribute to with a personal friend of somebody I did not know who is... Oh, it's a legend in Redding who's recently passed, a man by the name of George Emerson Newcomb. And Bruce Armington is here to share with you thoughts about his friend. Good morning.
Good morning. Wonderful to be here. And thank you for the opportunity to talk about a longtime friend. I'm talking well over 25 years. Last 12 years we've been neighbors. It's been a major shock to a lot of people. George was a very, very gifted musician. I don't think people realized until they heard him play in a bunch of the venues here in town that he was a very gifted musician. He started with his own band in Berkeley. He started playing music at 12 years old. Parents are both professors at UC Berkeley. And by 15 years old, he had his own band called The Loading Zone. And that in itself, anybody that was living in the Bay Area in the 60s and 70s will readily remember The Loading Zone. They opened for so many groups at Fillmore. And I'm thinking Eric Clapton. And one of my favorite pictures of George was him sitting on the stage after a concert, sharing a bottle of Southern Comfort with Janis Joplin.
Oh, wow.
Beautiful. Yeah, he met everyone. Everyone just loved George. It's sad, the circumstances of his death. I won't go into that. But it is something that is reached out in the community. I've had over 300 phone calls myself, just trying to keep that coordinated for the future services that are coming up. That'll be on Saturday at 2 p.m. at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church, 3961 Alta Mesa, right down from where we all used to work at one time. And... I hope people remember what he has done for the community, not the way the tragedy of the end, but he was a mover and a shaker with a very calm voice. I never saw George lose his temper. Me, I lose my temper all the time. He never lost his temper. He was always ready to help anybody. I can't begin to name the number of things that we've done for fundraisers in this county for 25 years or better, and I'm going to miss him.
So as a person who is not only just a very gifted musician, but a legend in the broadcasting industry here in the North State, it's always very important for we as human beings to think about what's the legacy that this man has left behind. Again, do not focus on what maybe happened that you know, just doesn't matter. It's about the long-term legacy. We're going to talk more about this when we get back. This is Linda Bott and Carl Bott here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Diane from Country Kitchen. Everyone knows we serve a delicious, hearty breakfast made with the freshest ingredients and served with a smile. Custom-made omelets, eggs benedict, house-made breads, and of course, our famous cinnamon rolls. But let's talk lunch. Country Kitchen also serves a fantastic lunch. The burgers are hand-pressed and served on freshly baked buns. The deli meats and cheeses are the highest quality and served on your choice of house-made bread. The soups are handcrafted, most of which are Country Kitchen's original recipes. For the third season, our summer salads are back by popular demand. This year, we've added two new salads that are sure to become favorites, a classic Cobb and a grilled chicken Caesar with marinated artichoke hearts and avocado. All of the summer salads are served with a house-made dressing and your choice of cornbread or garlic toast. Whether it's breakfast or lunch, you're sure to find something to satisfy your appetite. Stop by the Country Kitchen and check out our great new fresh look. Located on Hilltop Drive, just south of the new Trader Joe's, Country Kitchen, your breakfast or lunch destination.
Hey, well, all right, sir, here we go there. What are they going to give for? I have a $600 down here.
Hey, good morning, Reading, and welcome to Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave at KCNR Radio.
Dave.
What, Ernie?
It's not Saturday yet. I know you're all excited, but we have, our show is on Saturday mornings between 7 and 8 a.m.
Oh, man, what are we doing here?
Well, we're asking people to clean out their garage and call in and sell our stuff for free.
Oh, the yard sales, garage sales, and all that stuff. They can call in for nothing.
That's right, free.
Absolutely free.
Saturday morning, 7 to 8.
Hey, brought to you by Bibles, Books, and More.
By Amsoil, oilbot.com. By Essex Heating and Air.
Sensations. And by ShastaTradingPost.com.
So, Dave, are you going to be here Saturday morning between 7 and 8 a.m.?
I'm going to be here with bells on, buddy.
And where's this at?
KCNR, 1460.
Here we come, a lot number 29 in. What are they going to give for? I'm a 25 to get 35, another 50 to make a 50 bit of
long. Attention Shasta County veterans. The Shasta County Veterans Service Office is moving. I'm retired Air Force Chief Master Sergeant Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veterans Service Officer, and I'm happy to pass along to you this exciting news. After 20 years in the Breslauer campus, the office will relocate to 1855 Shasta Street, specifically in the downstairs portion of the old county library. Our entrance will be on the north side, not the west side, as you might recall was the old library entrance. With this move, the Veterans Service Office will realize a 25% increase in office space, which will allow us to better serve our veterans. In order to make this move, we will close our Breslauer office on the 15th and 16th of July, and will be open for business on Shasta Street on the 19th of July. Please join us for a ribbon-cutting ceremony at 2:45 on July the 20th.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 7:56 in the morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567.
We're talking with Bruce Armington right now with the memories of George Newcomb. And you have a story before we close this segment about his... Well, why don't you just tell our listeners?
Okay, well, what it is, you know, I saw George Newcomb years before I started working with him and met him in person. But I was in the Fillmore one night, and of course during the late 60s that was the place to be, and great music that emanated from that spot, and Avalon Ballroom and all the other ones. But I had just gotten there, and the lights went out. Well, only one emergency light came on, so it was very, very dim in there. And without electricity, you don't have a concert. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, somebody starts playing the drum. And I estimate it was probably about, oh, I would say 78 minutes in the dark. And afterwards, Bill Graham came up to George and said, "What in the world possessed you to start playing the drums?" And George looked around with his sheepish grin and he said, "I needed the practice." And he said to George, he said, "You know, what you did saved this whole building. These people would have gone crazy without electricity. And any time you need a job, take a dime, call me." That's how long ago it was.
Yeah.
"And call me, collect, and I'll send you a bus ticket because you really saved the show this evening." And I've always loved that story because I was there. And it was, of course, that was in 1968. It wasn't until 1984 when I finally got to meet George Newcomb in person and worked with him for a lot of years. We probably worked together in radio and television for 20 years.
And you told me earlier, Bruce, that that George was your best friend.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he was.
So I'm really sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
And you are helping with his memorial, which is, tell it again, for those people who have been fans of George.
It'll be Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m., Mount Calvary Lutheran Church, and that's at 3961 Alta Mesa Drive in Redding. And we want it to be upbeat. We want it to be, we want people to know what he did in his life. And if you read in today's Record Searchlight, his obituary, it's a page and a half. I mean, he was a great family man. He was a great son. He was a great asset to this community. And like I said, a lot of people are going to miss him. I think everybody in this building has worked with George at one time or another.
Well, thank you, Bruce. And again, our best to George and his family.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you, Bruce. You know, and we talked a couple of days ago about Lance Corporal Tyler Allen Rhodes of Birney, who was killed in combat in Afghanistan, while assigned to the 3rd Battalion, 6th Marine Regiment out of 2nd MAR Div. Governor Schwarzenegger has offered his condolences to this. There's going to be a graveside service with full military honors is planned for 11 a.m. Saturday at Birney District Cemetery on Bailey Avenue in Birney. We'll talk about more about that too, but he'll be buried with full honors up there. And you know, and I don't mean to make this a time of death and destruction, but in Afghanistan, 8 more Americans were killed in the southern part. 8 American troops died in the attacks in southern Afghanistan, including a car bombing and gunfight outside a police compound in Kandahar. Looks like a suicide attacker slammed a car bomb into the gate of the headquarters. 3 U.S. troops, an Afghan policeman, and 5 civilians died in that attack. Other Americans were killed by roadside bombs in the south. And one more was killed from wounds in a gun battle. So 8 more Americans have died in Afghanistan. And it's a war. You have to expect casualties. At certain points, you have to be really clear about what we're doing there, how we're fighting this war, where are we going with it, and that are we fighting to win this? We've won in Iraq. Yes, there are times that there's going to be bombings, there's going to be things because it's a violent area there. But in Afghanistan, we are pushing hard. We've put in 36,000 more troops. We are taking more and more on. There's going to be more and more casualties. What we owe our forces is from our leadership at the highest level, the commander-in-chief, a clear, concise plan of what we are doing, what the end game is. In other words, what do we have to accomplish to succeed there? An exit strategy that just doesn't have us leaving without the timetable and without the objectives being realized. You know, I pray for every one of those warriors that fell in combat, for every one of those warriors that are out there on the walls for us. But they are owed a plan that has a chance for success and not something that is there for political reasons. That something that said, oh, I said I was going to do that, but I really didn't mean it, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So without that, we will have a lot of problems. Just political promises are easy to make. The Obama administration has made many, and they have not been fulfilling on many. But when it comes down to the people's lives that are standing out there every day, those are the promises that must be covered, that must be honored. And if they don't do it, there is something completely wrong. There is something that is even worse than going back on a pledge that I won't raise taxes, which is which is also bad, but nothing like for the lives of our troops. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, clearly News Talk Radio.
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. On the verge of a potential turning point, oil spill cappers are now treading water, awaiting a green light from BP. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown, live in New Orleans.
Lisa, both BP and federal officials are quite positive that the new cap will do its job containing the oil from the blown-out well at Deepwater Horizon, but they're taking their time making sure they have all their data before trying to close off valves that still let oil escape.
But what we don't want to do is move forward with a test that ends up with inconclusive results.
BP's Kent Wells, it could be another day before they try it. They also have halted relief well drilling in the meantime as a precaution, Lisa.
Thanks, Evan. Jobs saved or created by the stimulus bill. About 3 million, the newest White House estimate, prepared for congressional testimony this hour. A mayor murdered in Texas. Coppell Mayor Jane Peters, who failed to show up for a council meeting last night, later found shot dead in her home along with her 19-year-old daughter. Police in suburban Dallas say there was no sign of forced entry. A reserved seat on Capitol Hill for airline officials at a hearing on all those fees. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson on the Hill.
A subcommittee of the House Transportation Panel wants to know more about the airline's new revenue streams that took in nearly $8 billion last year, most of that in baggage fees. Someone from Spirit Airlines, the budget carrier that charges even for carry-on bags, will be there. So will an official from Southwest, which makes a very big deal of not charging for baggage. But nobody from the so-called legacy carriers will be testifying.
Lawmakers wondering if the airlines are disclosing those fees well enough and if they should be subject to federal tax. The accused barefoot bandit lands in a Miami courtroom today, the first stop for the American teen suspected in a string of burglaries sent back yesterday from the Bahamas, where his two-year run ended. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
We need to make smarter decisions.
Together.
Faster.
Basically, we need to collaborate better.
With email.
Web conferencing.
Social networking.
You name it.
Because we're mid-sized businesses.
The engines of a smarter planet.
We need IBM Lotus Live.
A single, security-rich, cloud-based service.
No new hardware.
No new software.
Just a browser.
Smarter decisions.
Starting with this one.
IBM Lotus Live. Email starts at $3 per user per month. Get set up now at ibm.com/engine/lotus. Prices subject to change by IBM without notice.
When you use the Premier Rewards Gold Card from American Express, the rewards points can keep on multiplying. Buy three with triple points on airfare. Buy two with double points on gas and groceries. And a single point for pretty much every other dollar you spend on the card. Then, start choosing from over a million rewards to redeem all those points. Apply today and the annual fee for the first year is on us. Call 1-800-AXP-GOLD or visit AXPGold.com. The annual fee for the card is $175. See terms, conditions, and restrictions at AXPGold.com.
An especially deadly 24 hours for U.S. troops in Afghanistan.
Later confirming three Americans died when the Taliban bombed and then tried to storm a police headquarters. Separately, four Americans died in a roadside bombing and one died of wounds after a firefight.
Fox Radio's Alistair Wanklin in London. This is the U.S. offensive continues in southern Taliban strongholds. A war of words between the NAACP and the Tea Party movement.
Delegates to the NAACP National Convention in Kansas City unanimously supporting a resolution condemning racism in the Tea Party movement, urging activists to repudiate bigoted elements and activities. NAACP President Ben Jealous challenging Tea Party-backed Kentucky Senate candidate Rand Paul to a civil rights debate.
Show the backbone to answer my challenge. Set a date.
Paul made some controversial comments on civil rights, which he later clarified. Tea Party organizers dispute allegations of racism, urging the NAACP to withdraw its resolution. Jane Netzler, Fox News Radio.
American shoppers retreating for a second month in a row. Retail sales in June falling by half of 1%, led by declining auto sales and lower gas prices. Right now, the Dow up 16 points. Roy Rogers fans who want to pony up some cash could take home his horse, Trigger. Preserved in 1965 as part of a two-day auction that starts today in New York. The movie Cowboy's dog, Bullet, also mounted and stuffed on the auction block, too.
Bullet is a German Shepherd, and also he was on the TV series, and he was the family dog. So he wasn't just an actor.
She's with High Noon Western America. All of the memorabilia coming from the Roy Rogers and Dale Evans Museum in Missouri, which closed in December.
Happy trails to you.
I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio at 8:06 on July 14th. It's Carl and Linda Bott.
You
good
do that
morning.
On purpose, don't you?
Do what on purpose? Hey, our phone line's here, 605-4567. We're streaming at kcnr1460.com, or you can send Linda an email at linda@kcnr1460.com.
And you're going to want to dial up your computer because we have a special guest in the studio, and I'm sure there's all kinds of questions, and we're going to be going through a wonderful next hour. But I want to tell you the weather, 78 degrees, it's climbing. Going to be hot today with a 98 estimated degree, and weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Yeah, but you know what? We can handle double digit. It's when they start rolling into the triple digits that it starts getting tough. And speaking of tough, our guest, Mary Stegall. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
For those of you who may be new to the area or just not paying attention, she's one of our council members, city council members, who has chosen not to renew her battles with the city hall and the city staff and other things, I guess, in this upcoming election.
Well, that's right. I have been serving on the city council since 2000, so I will have put in 10 years. And it just was, I think we all go through that period. We realize, okay, I've done this and I've enjoyed it. It's been a wonderful experience, but it's time to look at some other possibilities. And so I made that decision that I, to be totally and completely honest, Carl and Linda, I don't enjoy campaigning. So I'd done it three times, decided that was enough.
Well, I would think that, it's always hard for one to expose themselves into, for the public, because, it's hard to take the dart wounds.
It is hard, and I think that's one of the things that if this morning we're going to talk about what people might want to think about who are thinking about running, you do need to have some thick skin. You almost immediately, upon becoming a candidate, become a target. I mean, and I don't mean that in the sense that it's really, really mean, but you have to be able to bear those slings and arrows that come your way.
Well, we're going to, Bob, we're going to take a break quick here so we can get back, because we want people to know, let's talk a little bit about who Mary is. And then it's a real good point. However, I disagree on one level with you, is that, yeah, it is mean. And there are things being said out there that go far beyond the disagreement in politics. They've become political attacks. They're attacks on people's businesses. There are, it goes far beyond that. And there's something wrong when somebody wants to serve the people. And, even if you disagree vehemently with their opinions, why it's turned into what it has. But I think this is what you're going to be telling these people is really important. So take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Our guest is Mary Stegall. Join us after these messages.
You've seen it on TV. Now see it at the As Seen on TV store. Hundreds of As Seen on TV items and new products coming in every week. Tired of paying high electric bills to keep your house cool? The As Seen on TV store has portable air conditioners you can move from room to room. Thousands were sold last year for $199.95, but for a limited time, they're just $149.95. Keep your cool and cut your power bill As Seen on TV. Take it home today. 10% discount for seniors and all military. The As Seen on TV store in the Shasta Center on Cherry Creek Road, right behind Dairy Queen.
Hi, my name is Heather and I work at Espresso Joe's. We've been in business for over 34 years and had the very first espresso machine in Reading. Espresso Joe's has over 30 gourmet coffees to select from, and we can brew them over 60 different ways. Not only does Espresso Joe's have the drink of your choice, but also an extensive array of espresso supplies so you can brew your own. Not sure how to use that espresso maker? Just ask me. Need a quiet place to drink your espresso? Go next door to our community room. Open up your computer and use our free Wi-Fi. We want you to enjoy your experience. Come and meet the T&B Sweeties and order your favorite cup of coffee. Espresso Joe's is located inside Tobacco and Brew at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Sundays. That's Espresso Joe's at 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Have you been thinking about installing a solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
This is Nancy Sutton Pierce from The Conscious Living Show. Join me on Saturdays, 11 to noon. We have an exciting guest lineup. You can see who and what we'll be talking about by visiting nshouseofyoga.com. From anti-aging therapies to love languages, we talk about everything. Please join me on Saturdays for The Conscious Living Show, streaming live every Saturday, 11 to noon at kcnr1460.com. Brought to you by Hilltop Medical Clinic and Nancy Sutton's House of Yoga.
Yeah. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
That was a gong.
Yeah.
Gong.
Carl and the Bot. KCNR 1460. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. Right off Airport Road, right down from the Burrito Bandito. Been in business since 1985. Bringing into you home theaters, Dish Satellite Network with free HD for life. That's right, life. And that's, I assume that's your life. And not the life of a gerbil that's owned by Bruce, okay? But it's just down, like I said, on Airport Road, right down from Burrito Bandito. Doug Tooley is the owner of Veteran of the 82nd Airborne, gives veterans special treatment. And we've had nothing but compliments from people who have called us saying they were so happy they did business with B&T Satellite. Phone number there is 244-1988. Our guest is Mary Stiegel, city council person, who's been in the hot seat for 10 years and is now looking to find the handle for the ejection seat, except she is going to go out gracefully. You're just going to walk away.
Well, yes, pretty much.
Well, Mary, share with our listeners a little bit about your history and what led you to run in the year 2000.
Well, my husband and I moved to Reading 18 years ago. He was, for 12 years, the pastor at the United Methodist Church here in town, and I immediately began work as the executive director for the Women's Refuge. I was there for 10 years in that position. I had, and this is an important point for people thinking about running, I knew for a long time before I even ran in Reading that I would like to serve my community in the capacity as a city council person. It's in my DNA, I think. And that passion, I think, is important to people thinking about running. If you don't have it, it can be even more difficult than it already is. But in 2000, a vacancy became available, and they decided to fill that vacancy with an application process. And I thought, wow, that would be nice. All you have to do is fill out a piece of paper and do an interview and maybe get a city council seat, not have to go through all the campaigning. Well, this was 1999. I did that. I came in second out of, I think, over 25 people who applied.
Wow.
And that made people aware that I was interested. So I continued to attend city council meetings. Another important point, people who are thinking about running, you need to come to city council meetings. You need to sit through the whole thing.
Because that's what you'll do if you're elected.
Because that's what you'll do. And if you think you can just watch it on Channel 11 and get the same feel, you're wrong. Because you don't get all of the body language. You don't hear
groans.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You don't see people glaring at you.
Yeah, you need to be there. So I continued to attend city council meetings, put together a campaign for the 2000 election. Here's another thing that's changed over those years, however. I ran and won in 2000 on $12,000. I ran and lost by 300 votes in 2004 on $35,000. I ran and was the top vote getter 4 years ago on $70,000. It's become extremely expensive, and I hope we can change that because it keeps people from running. If you don't know how to raise money, you're at a disadvantage from the get-go.
Well, here we are, you know, just talking about this, how our best and brightest, perhaps, don't run. And there's a variety of reasons that we're going to get into this, especially about the slings and arrows. But when it starts costing $50,000 or $60,000 to run for city council in Reading,
that's right.
There's something, you know, there's something wrong here that I shouldn't say wrong, because you may have somebody with all the answers, great leadership, following what's going on. They don't have 30,000 or hardworking people. You know, this is not a paid position at city council. You've got to keep your job. I guess
exactly.
In most cases.
That's right.
And so coming up with $30,000 or $40,000 may not be that easy.
Well, and you need to know how to raise money. And one of the things I was very pleased about was that the vast majority of the money I raised came from individuals who donated $25, $35, $100. And so it was a very broad based campaign. I think that's another that's something people want to pay attention to on the other side who are voting for people running for city council. Where is the money coming from? Because that's going to be an important point when that person gets elected. It does play into sometimes into decision making.
So when we were just talking today that lobbyist pushed legislation has come up to be one-third of what's going through in the Sacramento,
mm-hmm.
and 50% of their legislation gets passed as opposed to 20% just offered up, you know, solely by the legislators.
Well, this is, Carl, my personal opinion, but I think that we did make a mistake when we put term limits on our state legislators because it put lobbyists in a very good position. The lobbyists are there year after year after year. The legislators come and go. And, you know, I know why we did it. I think they should have probably called it the Willie Brown Act, you know. It was to get rid of those lifelong legislators. But I think we've done ourselves a disservice.
Well, it also could be said, though, is that a legislator that somebody that's elected to the legislature should be smart enough to be able to figure out some things. Yeah, lobbyists are there, but you should also be able to have ability to stick your hand out and put it in their chest, not hold it palm up. To get help like that,
right.
And, you know, and that's my feeling. And as far as term limits, yeah, you're right. You know, term limits are people that are being elected. Yet, when you see some of the way the districts are gerrymandered,
yeah,
I mean, you know, let's look at that too. I mean,
well,
we need to address that whole thing.
I think we've made a positive change. Again, my personal opinion in open primaries, because we're going to have an opportunity now to vote for people who are more into the middle as opposed to the far left and the far right. My hope would be that maybe some of the ideology that runs rampant in Sacramento will be softened so that we can get some things done instead of fighting each other across the aisle. Again, my opinion. I know where I am.
I have some questions
on
this
feeling.
One.
Isn't that a good feeling? You know where you are.
You know, a lot of people know where they're at on this one. And you know, and my thing on that is then okay, so we're going to have two Republicans running, you know, up here.
Probably, yes.
But no Republican will ever have a chance down in L.A. or Hollywood or any of these. I would.
Yeah.
You
know, well, don't say that.
Well, okay, I won't say that. But when you start talking about. Then we don't have anybody with strict differences. Like this time, we had Rick Keene and
Doug Mamafa,
both of them conservative, both of them running. I guarantee you that they would have gotten more votes than the Democrat.
Oh, absolutely.
That's running. So then you would have had them in the runoff.
That's right.
At the end.
That's right.
And at the same time, if you look down at Hollywood, I'm sure you probably would have had, I'm just saying Hollywood because a lot of them are jerks down there. And that.
Oh, be careful. Be careful.
I said a lot of them. I didn't say all of them. Unlike up here where everybody, you know, God's people up in the North State, no matter what their political persuasion.
Probably a lot of them are underground. A lot of the conservatives are underground because they don't really want to be outed. But then, and that's the truth, you know. And I hung out with a lot of them in Hollywood.
Well, I know, and you know, there are a lot. I mean, okay, but that's not what we're talking. We're talking right. about up here. Even though that I got us off the subject on that. Okay, Mary, you know, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, let's get back into this. You want to run, these are things you need to know because we have 11 people, and I understand a 12th one. We were just talking. The 12th one may have also thrown their hat in the ring.
That's what I thought, yes.
And counting.
Yes. And counting.
And that's right. We've got a few more weeks.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean that's how many are going to be running, but this is how many people
have taken out papers.
Have taken out papers. Okay. Call on the bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Clearly, News Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Diane from Country Kitchen. Everyone knows we serve a delicious, hearty breakfast made with the freshest ingredients and served with a smile. Custom-made omelets, eggs benedict, house-made breads, and, of course, our famous cinnamon rolls. But let's talk lunch. Country Kitchen also serves a fantastic lunch. The burgers are hand-pressed and served on freshly baked buns. The deli meats and cheeses are the highest quality and served on your choice of house-made bread. The soups are handcrafted, most of which are Country Kitchen's original recipes. For the third season, our summer salads are back by popular demand. This year, we've added two new salads that are sure to become favorites, a classic Cobb and a grilled chicken Caesar with marinated artichoke hearts and avocado. All of the summer salads are served with a house-made dressing and your choice of cornbread or garlic toast. Whether it's breakfast or lunch, you're sure to find something to satisfy your appetite. Stop by the Country Kitchen and check out our great new fresh look. Located on Hilltop Drive, just south of the new Trader Joe's, Country Kitchen, your breakfast or lunch destination.
You can't just hang your sign and expect customers to beat a path to your door. I'm Jennifer Haynes, Director of Marketing for NorCal Presort, your business mailroom. Our lives today are crazy busy. Most of us have a stack of deals we want to take advantage of, but time slips away from us and all of a sudden a month or two has passed by. We need reminders. There is no better reminder that is more personal or involving than direct mail. People look at their mail almost every day, but you can't send an offer once and expect us to respond. We need to be reminded of who you are and what you have to offer. Reach the correct people with the correct message at least 3 times, and they will shop in your business. NorCal Presort will take the frustration and hassle out of getting customers in your door, and you will pay less for postage. Stop by NorCal Presort at 835 Industrial, just off Hilltop, or call me at 221-6895. Reach your customers and save money today at NorCal Presort, your business mailroom.
Hey, well, all right, sir, here we go there, and what are they going to give for? I have a $600 down here.
Hey, good morning, Reading, and welcome to Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave at KCNR Radio.
Dave.
What, Ernie?
It's not Saturday yet. I know you're all excited, but our show is on Saturday mornings between 7 and 8 a.m.
Oh, man, what are we doing here?
Well, we're asking people to clean out their garage and call in and sell our stuff for free.
Oh, the yard sales, garage sales, and all that stuff. They can call in for nothing.
That's right. Free.
Absolutely free.
Saturday morning, 7 to 8.
Hey, brought to you by Bible Books and More.
By Amsoil, oilbob.com. By Essex Heating and Air.
Sensations. And by ShastaTradingPost.com.
So, Dave, are you going to be here Saturday morning between 7 and 8 a.m.?
I'm going to be here with bells on, buddy.
And where's this at?
KCNR, 1460.
Here we come, lot number 29 in. What are they going to give home? I'm a 25, I'll get 35, another 50, make a 50 bit of
home. Good morning.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio. It's 8:23 in the morning.
Oh, we're taking your call, 605-4567. It is open line, and we do have a special guest in the studio.
Mary Stegall, city council person. Yeah, let's go to the phones. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, folks. Hey, I read an article that said Mary Stegall wanted to lower the residential fees, the building fees. Is that true? And I just wanted to know also, I heard that Reading has some of the highest residential building fees in the nation. And I'll take my answer off the air.
Thanks, Jim.
All right, bye.
First of all, I'm not sure what article Jim read, so I don't know where that comes from or what it's about, quite honestly. And I would have to see a study or something that says we have the highest fees in the nation. I'm not aware of that either. The city council has been very aware of the economy that we're all facing and has taken some fairly significant steps to work with developers in helping them build and by deferring building fees until after they have completed the construction. It was that you had to pay all those fees up front, and we realized that the money just isn't there. And we have continued a policy of putting those off until the end. I'm sorry I can't be more specific for Jim, but I think he has some misinformation.
Just a little bit of a follow-up on this. We had a food co-op that was wanting to start here in town, and they were hit with $100,000 worth of fees from the, what's that, the city planner group?
It would come from city policy, from the planning department.
And then to have the man that said he equated the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches to the Olive Garden. And I saw, that was in the papers, and he actually said that to a reporter. These are the types of things that people see that has a huge impact on them. I mean, $100,000 in fees for a food co-op?
Right, and Carl, I would just have to have more information. I know that, of course, a food co-op, whether or not they were going to be preparing food that would require special kind of sewer arrangements and so on, I don't have enough information.
I think that was the thing, it was sandwiches. And the guy said he made a mistake. Gee, I equated them to, like, the Olive Garden. And I'm like, these are things, Mary, that we're hearing over and over and over again, is that, the city planners and the enforcement bureau and all this, and are doing these things, and it's taking months to get things through the city.
The other piece of that possibly could be the fact that, of course, we've had to lay people off, and one of the outcomes of this economy in cutting back is cutting back personnel, which means that just services do not get provided as quickly. But I'm not trying to make excuses, and it is our job to try to meet the needs of this community as quickly and as fairly as possible.
I understand. Okay, we've got about 4 minutes left in this segment. Let's go back to the people that are running,
right.
We started out on. What would your advice be to them?
Well, first of all, as I said in the beginning of our show today, there needs to be a passion for it. And because if that isn't there, it's very hard to stay with kind of a grueling campaign, which it can be very difficult. I think it's very important to have a campaign committee that is helping you with, walking precincts, raising money, ads, yard signs. I've been told and heard that the person with the most yard signs in Reading wins the race. I mean, and also you can follow the money, because at least in my experience in Reading at the time I've lived here, the Record Searchlight will print an article about who's raised the most money and on down, and usually the top vote getter, 1, 2, 3, just follows that. So I'm sorry to say, but money is very important. One of the things I would suggest to voters that they look for in candidates running, I think that we are desperately in need of people with the willingness to hear all sides, who do not come to the city council with an axe to grind and an already prescribed ideology, that just that dig in their heels and say, it's either my way or the highway, we're not going to go, that's the only way I'm going to consider. I think it's really, really crucial to be willing to listen to all sides and then make an informed decision. So I would suggest to the voters that they be looking for that. I also think they should be looking for people who know how to work as a team. Yes, we don't always agree, but it's very important when we have finished voting that we continue to treat each other with respect, both at the city council dais and out in the community, because when a city council is fractured, the community becomes fractured. And that's absolutely true. I know there are cities like Palo Alto who have actually tried to write policies about body language with their city council because there was so much
body language.
Yeah, and how do you control body language, and how do you write about body language?
So if you sit there and stare, if you're glaring, that's a no-no.
Or pursing your lips.
Rolling your eyes.
Yes, exactly. So I think that. That those are the broad brush strokes of what you need to look for in people who are running. That willingness to hear all sides, the willingness to treat your fellow council people with respect, and that's.
Well, I think that's a big thing, is being able to get along and be able to disagree, agree to disagree, but then find the best way for the city, and not just a special interest.
And to remember that. While we might disagree with the way we're going, we're all there for the same reason. We just might have a different idea about how to get there.
That's right.
We're there because we want to make this continue to keep this a good place to live.
Absolutely.
We're going to have to take a break. So let's hold those thoughts. We're taking your calls, 605-4567. You can email me, Linda, at KCNR1460. The computer's up. It's been down for a few days, but it's up now. And if you have a question for Mary, or let's just get it out there.
Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Clearly News Talk Radio.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lori London. Day 86 in the battle to stop oil from gushing into the Gulf, but even this latest attempt is slow going.
Both BP and federal officials are quite positive that the new cap will do its job containing the oil, but they're taking their time making sure they have all their data before trying to close off valves that still let oil escape.
Fox Radio's Eben Brown in New Orleans. It could be another day before they start testing, as weary Gulf Coast residents say their way of life is under assault.
We've started to become a little disillusioned with it, and we know that the really only true failsafe is going to be the actual other relief well dung.
With all the added fees, buying a plane ticket can feel more turbulent than the flight. Now the government looking into why.
A subcommittee of the House Transportation Panel wants to know more about the airline's new revenue streams that took in nearly $8 billion last year, most of that in baggage fees.
Fox Radio's Rich Johnson in Washington. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Hi, it's Senior Savings Wednesday at Reading Shasta Center on Churn Creek Road. The Shasta Center merchants, along with Kubler's Furniture, are honoring all of our seniors 55 and older with special savings and discounts on everything in the center. From the unsurpassed audiologists at the Beltone Hearing Center, Susie's Shop on the Corner Fashions, to the gentle, caring environment at Rio's Medical Clinic. Plus free hearing tests, just to name a few. Seniors will receive 10% or more off on food, services, and merchandise from the participating merchants. So come join us for the savings at the Shasta Center on Churn Creek Road every Wednesday.
S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y. Waterworks Park proudly presents Kids Unlimited 2010. Through music, dance, and drama, North State kids develop confidence that will last them a lifetime. Come support our youth, the best of the best, July 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, as Kids Unlimited present four performances of Back to Basics, Rockin' the Fundamentals. Inspired to entertain you and committed to be the best they can be, these talented youth take to the stage at the Reading Convention Center, providing entertainment to rival any Broadway show. Tickets are on sale now for four amazing performances at the Reading Convention Center box office or online at readingconventioncenter.com. Move over, Broadway. Here comes Kids Unlimited. Don't miss your chance to see one amazing performance by the North State's very own up-and-coming stars of tomorrow. Sponsored by KRCR News Channel 7 and Cool April Nights.
Hi, this is Dr. James Crummett from Shasta Dental Care. By now, you have probably heard about sedation dentistry. It's a wonderful technique that actually makes dental visits a comfortable experience. Patients who are fearful or need a long dental visit can be sedated with just a small blue pill. Then they are relaxed and comfortable for their entire appointment and wake the next morning with very little memory of their treatment. Patients can be sedated for almost any procedure: fillings, crown and bridge work, cosmetic porcelain veneers, one-visit Cerec porcelain crowns, even tooth replacement with dental implants. Nervous patients can even have cleanings and gum treatment with sedation. And if you don't need sedation, remember that nitrous oxide is always available. and our new local anesthetics are more comfortable and powerful than ever. Whatever care you need, your comfort will be our priority. So if you've been putting off going to the dentist, give us a call today.
Call Shasta Dental Care at 241-2326. That's 241-2326. Or on the web, visit RedingSedationDentist.com.
Summer is the perfect time to rest easy with a quality Serta mattress. And you can rest even easier with Sam's Club's incredible prices, like twin mattresses starting at just $99.87. Sam's Club can even deliver your new mattress. It's the most convenient way to enjoy the new Serta Perfect Sleeper, official mattress of the National Sleep Foundation, exclusively at Sam's Club. So relax and let Sam's Club bring the best Serta values to you. For an expanded mattress selection, visit samsclub.com. Sam's Club, savings made simple.
Carl loves this segment because this is his favorite song. Yeah, you love it.
I love every segment. Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. I do like this song. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We have people sending us emails. To this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, Athens Avenue, DC Tim, and the Man in Black. Great hair cutters, great barbers. They aren't stylists. No. It won't be. You won't find a hairstyling gel there. Maybe a little butch wax for the top of your head. They have. They don't have people doing nails. They don't have all those little styly things. They cut hair. They're barbers. Great haircuts. Great prices. Man's last stronghold. So, that's Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens. I know, I get carried away with it.
Okay, currently, today's going to be a high of 98.
And the temperature is?
Somebody put their thumb over it. 78 degrees. It's currently 78 degrees. I knew we were approaching 80. Our guest today,
Mary Stiegel, city council person for the last 10 years.
Mary, and we have an email that's come in that I'd like to read over the air. Okay. For a question for you. What should we do about development at Oasis Road? Should we continue to push ahead or instead press for a clean, simple tax sharing agreement with the county and let development go where it makes more sense? Knighton Road, for instance.
That's a big question. Two big subjects there. I think I've been on record pretty much, again, this is my opinion, that I am not excited about developing Oasis Road at this time. It's an enormous amount of money to do that. When we have many other needs in the city that I think have been priorities for a longer time, including a police facility. So it concerns me what might happen with Dana Drive, if we put more retail out at Oasis at this point in time. I know that that is going to develop at some point, but I don't think this is the time. I think that development really is going south of Reading, not north. The population is not north of the city at this point in time, and that's a reality. So I have other priorities, and I've been on record as saying that. Now, The person who sent the email raised the issue of the tax sharing agreement. That has been something the city of Reading has been trying to make happen for a number of years. I've been involved in that on two different occasions. The first time around, we developed a tax sharing agreement with the Board of Supervisors. It was approved unanimously by the City Council, and it was voted down by the Board of Supervisors. Now, the city sort of continues to get quote-unquote blame for this situation, but I would remind the listeners that it was the City Council that voted unanimously for that tax sharing agreement about 6 years ago. It was the Board of Supervisors that voted it down. So we went back to the table back when the economy was still relatively good and negotiated again with the county to try to come up with a tax sharing agreement that would have provided the county with about $1 million a year, if I'm remembering my figures correctly. And the one thing that the city wanted back from the county out of that tax sharing agreement were some agreements about the way the county would develop the sphere of influence around the city, so that when and if those areas are annexed into the city, they more or less meet city standards already. And the county simply was not, I shouldn't say simply, I mean, I realize it's not a simple issue, but was not willing to agree to that. And the city said, look, we're talking about giving up $1 million in revenue. What are we getting for that money? And there really was, the argument was the city should just be willing to give that money to the county to help pay for all the services the county provides. And the county does provide a lot of important services. Whether and when and if that issue is going to come back to the table, I don't know. Nobody has money these days. I realize it's a terrible way to plan a community is on sales tax revenue. That happens throughout the state of California, and I think it needs to change. But it's a state issue, and it needs to change at the state level.
Okay, Mary, thank you. We're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we have questions concerning Reading Police Department and a couple of questions we have, too. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly, News Talk Radio.
I'm here with Donna Salato, who has had a transformation in her life in working out at Adamson's Peak Performance. Donna, tell us what your experience has been.
It's been fabulous. I've been working out with a friend, Lori, so we're doing the buddy system, and we started with the Take Shape for Life program and did that for 3 months with a personal trainer and dieting. And then we couldn't let go of the personal trainer, so we stuck with Zach. And he's just been amazing. It's been fun, a lot of work, dedication, but they make it fun and it's different.
How long have you been doing this now?
Since about the second week of January.
Have your friends noticed?
Oh, absolutely.
Have you changed dress sizes?
Oh, several.
That's fantastic, Donna. For your transformation, go to Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli next to Yak's.
Attention Shasta County veterans. The Shasta County Veterans Service Office is moving. I'm retired Air Force Chief Master Sergeant Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veterans Service Officer, and I'm happy to pass along to you this exciting news. After 20 years in the Breslauer campus, the office will relocate to 1855 Shasta Street, specifically in the downstairs portion of the old county library. Our entrance will be on the north side, not the west side, as you might recall was the old library entrance. With this move, the Veterans Service Office will realize a 25% increase in office space, which will allow us to better serve our veterans. In order to make this move, we will close our Breslauer office on the 15th and 16th of July and will be open for business on Shasta Street on the 19th of July. Please join us for a ribbon-cutting ceremony at 2:45 on July the 20th.
He was the biggest man I had ever seen. He was well over 7 foot tall. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Believe it or not, he said, I drove up from Hollywood. No one in Southern California can figure out why my car pulls to the left. And the guys at the movie studio said they had heard Coachmaster specializes in wheel alignment problems. As I got into the car for a test drive, I noticed he had the seat position altered. I could hardly reach the pedals. It felt like the movie, The Incredible Shrinking Man. There's one principle that is often missed in wheel alignment, and that is to consider the weight of the driver. I estimated his weight at over 350 pounds. I put weights in the front floorboards and then realigned the car. He test drove the car and said it was perfect. That was good, because he played a monster in the movies. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Carla Lindabot here, Free Fire Radio. It's 78 degrees, it's going to be 98 today. And another 10 degree pump. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Don't ever forget Espresso Joe's, some of the best coffee you're ever going to taste in the North State. The girls there will brew up any kind of concoction you want, and they also sell the beans, the best deal on the best coffee beans in town. Espresso Joe's inside of Tobacco Brew on Hilltop Drive.
Our guest is Mary Stiegel, city council person, and who has had 10 years in this and is saying, you know, I think I've done enough for the city.
I've been there. I say I've been there during the what I call the best of times, and in some ways the worst of times, and it's been a wonderful run.
Great. Okay, a question.
Email coming up. Would you please ask Mary how much consideration was given to RPD when they made suggestions on reducing the RPD budget without losing staff? It is my understanding that Chief had almost all the officers meet and collectively make decisions that made sense.
I can speak to what I know about RPD, by the way, for those who might not know, is Reading Police Department. We deal with those issues through the Reading Police Officers Association, that is their union. They also have a Reading Police Management Association. We have had the RPOA come forward and offer some concessions in 2009 that actually saved some community service officers, and the Reading City Council voted unanimously, if I remember correctly, to accept that concession, that negotiation, and we were able to save some community service officers. This year, it hasn't been quite that easy because a majority of the city council has decided that the only concession that they will accept from any of the unions is an agreement that employees will pay their share of their CalPERS. Now, there is not a single person on the city council that disagrees with the fact that that needs to happen, and I think that it's obvious throughout the state of California that that needs to change. It is not sustainable. We cannot continue to pay those benefits. The employees need to step up. But where we disagree is the timing of this. What the city council is dealing with right at the moment is a budget shortfall. We have a $2.3 million shortfall that we're dealing with at this time. Reading Police Officers Association has come forward with an offer to continue their concession, which would save four police officer positions for another 6 months if the city council would agree to it. Now, the problem that the majority of the council is having with this is that the RPOA, the Police Officers Association, is also asking to extend their contract for another year. Well, that's understandable. It's a terrible economy. They know that when that contract opens up again, we're going to have to negotiate hard, fairly and in good faith, but hard. And however, here's the question that I would put out there. Do we want to lose four police officers so that we can say we held strong, we weren't willing to accept their concession, we weren't willing to go for another year, or do we want to save those four police officer positions and accept their concession and keep their contract for another year? That's the question. And
If the Police Officers Association agreed to pay 9%, I think, is that the thing? Is it paying 9% of their retirement, they could keep everybody?
If the Police Officers Association and the other unions, Carl, this is more than just RPOA. It's fire, right. It's electric, it's the maintenance workers, all of them.
Right.
We could save the $2.3 million that we need so that we wouldn't have to lay off anybody,
right.
Not only police officers.
Because now they don't pay anything into their...
That's correct. And that was negotiated. That was negotiated in good faith at various times in the past. 5 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago. I think in some cases even longer. And the employees agreed to not take a pay raise as a result. So they feel very strongly that they gave up something in order to have this benefit. Again, there's no one on the city council at this point in time. Now, of course, this is another thing for the voters to keep in mind in this next election. There's no one on the city council that disagrees that this has to change. We cannot sustain it. The state of California cannot sustain
no,
it.
No, I mean, we're so far down the line on that one with the unions.
But what people need to realize is that when CalPERS first came into being, they said to cities and counties, don't worry, you're never going to have to pay into this. We're going to invest this money into stocks, and we're going to make so much money, this is going to be a freebie. Well, of course it wasn't. At one point, when the tech stocks did so well, I'm very proud of the city of Reading for this, When the tech stocks did so well, CalPERS sent letters out to cities and counties and said, you know, you can stop paying into CalPERS because we're making so much money on tech stocks, we don't need you to pay into this anymore. The City of Reading financial people said, no, we're not comfortable with that. We're going to continue to pay in to CalPERS. So we did that. And then, of course, as you know, there was the bust.
Right.
Yeah, it all went away. And a lot of cities really suffered financially when that happened. Reading did not. I would like to say that I am, while we're going through a very difficult time financially in Reading, no question about it, it is not caused by the mismanagement at the administrative or city council level. It's caused by the Great Recession. It's caused by what's happening to every city and county all over the United States, for that matter. We did not bring this on ourselves with mismanagement.
Do you believe that everybody possible within City Hall has been looked at, so that you've gotten either furloughing people or cutting people loose, laying them off, that at every level in the city staff?
Well, I know, I think maybe the question you're getting at is a lot of people feel we're top-heavy, and, you know, we should be getting rid of some of the people at the top and saving. Am I correct about that?
I'm saying, let's go all the way through it. I mean, if you got people out there, if there's no building going on, how many building inspectors do you need? You know, those kind of things.
Right.
Yeah, and sure, I mean, I think that if you've got a major department there, you need an assistant. How many assistants do you need? How many of those people do they need, you know, need to really make it run and run well? Has there been thought of bringing in an outside agency, an efficiency agency that just looks at it,
right,
and says, hey, you know what? You can do this with this, you know, if they just changed a couple of things.
Well, sometimes I think you have a point. Sometimes it is a good idea to bring somebody in from the outside, because sometimes we get too
you're in the forest, and you're fighting. I mean, and you all are fighting a good fight, and I don't mean that in a sense against each other. But once you're engaged in a firefight, sometimes it's hard to see what's going on around
right,
you.
Right, right. One of the things that's going to be talked about today that kind of leads into what you're discussing is our Community Services Commission is going to be looking at the possibility of outsourcing our landscape maintenance, our parks, and so on, as a way to save money.
Can I say Mayfield, California?
Okay, you'll have to say
there's
more.
There's the ones that outsourced everything.
Oh, everything.
They did everything. They privatized all that stuff.
Yeah.
And, just because of these problems. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here, Mary.
Coming back, we have another email. Love your questions coming in, and call us at 605-4567. We'll be back after these messages.
Sully Fine Art Gallery and Picture Framing recently acquired an art collection from a bankruptcy and is now selling the framed and unframed pieces at a fraction of their original prices. World-famous artists include E. Dennis, Douglas Hoffman, Don Hatfield, Mark King, Dorrit Levy, Azoulay, and Cézanne, just to name a few. Subject matters include modern, cubism, landscape, musical, serigraphs, figuratives, wine, and abstracts. Due to the size of this show, this one-of-a-kind art sale is being held in the Carpet One Floor & Home's new location during their grand opening at 1615 Placer Street, directly across Placer from the downtown post office, Wednesday, July 21st through Friday, July 23rd from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, July 24th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. You'll find subject matter for any home or business at prices you can't pass up. Don't miss this opportunity at the Roselli Fine Art Gallery and Picture Framing's Art Sale, Wednesday, July 21st through Saturday, July 24th, at the Carpet One Floor & Home's new location during their grand opening at 1615 Placer Street.
Where are the best dinner prices in town? Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista Town, that's where. Imagine a juicy, tender New York steak, ribeye steak, or beer-battered jumbo prawns for only $8. A tender filet dinner with prawns for only $12.95. And there's many other different dinner options to choose from. Where is this great place? Dry Creek Station is on Highway 299, 8 minutes east of I-5 in Bella Vista, right across from the fire station. Or call 549-5386.
Five Star Bank is here for you for more than 10 years in the Great North Valley. It's true, Americans are the hardest working people on the planet. Just ask anyone that has made the commitment to be their own boss. Whether you are fulfilling your ambitions by starting your own business or growing your successful business, Five Star Bank is here with smart, safe, and stable advice. Your bank should act like a business partner with your business in mind. Being able to rely on a bank that really understands that kind of relationship is peace of mind. Five Star Bank is here for you.
It's tough out there. Let Five Star Bank help you put the shine on this recovering economy. Smart people doing good business. Visit us at 358 Hartnell in Reading or call us at 223-6652. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Boomer Tech Radio is your source for the news and views on all things high tech, from major breakthroughs in the world of science to advice on the latest consumer electronics products. Brought to you on KCNR by BNT Satellite, your dish network provider. How do you want your HDTV? Advanced Automotive of Reading, quality car care for their customers and our community. And Tammy Thomas with Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday afternoons, 2 to 3 on KCNR 1460. Clearly, news talk radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. Our guest is Mary Stegall, city council person who is getting ready to hang up the guns here in a few months.
Thank you very much for 10 years of service, by the way.
You're welcome.
I can't imagine that this is, it must be completely for the love of your community. Because it's, you know, like you said, you know, you're kind of like the, you know, my visual went into the scarecrow out there that gets, you know, has to be able to weather the elements and people picking at you and throwing darts. I don't care which side you're on or what you stand for. It still must be a really tough gig.
Well, yes, it can be. Again, I say that you need to have some thick skin. Mine's not, you know, impervious, but it's... I've withstood the storm, and it's been a good run. I'm really honored that I was given this opportunity.
Well, great. We have a question, an email.
Okay.
Actually, there's a few in here. Budgets are about priorities. Mary, what do you think are the most important things the city does? What is essential? What is important? What is nice to have? And what absolutely needs to be done by the city and what could be privatized or eliminated.
And we have like 3.5 minutes for you to answer that.
Well, actually, I think my answer is fairly concise. Cities were formed, as I understand it, for the purpose of providing for the public safety and infrastructure. Those are the main jobs of a city. Now, with that said, I would also talk about balance, because I think it's very important for the city to also provide parks and to provide leisure activities and so on. Those are not the top priorities, but they're very important. And I think that any police chief would probably tell you, and even city manager, that while the police department and fire department are very important and probably the top priority for all of us, if we don't have opportunities for our citizens to enjoy the outdoors, to play Little League baseball, to play soccer, to go to the parks, to enjoy art, and so on, the job of the police department becomes even more difficult because especially young people are out there probably getting themselves into more trouble and so on. So, of course, the top priority is public safety and infrastructure.
What do you think is prime territory for privatization?
Well, you know, Carl, we had a committee, I don't know if you're remembering this, about a year ago that studied this whole issue. And they really went through just about everything the city does and looked at it in terms of whether or not it would save the city money on the one hand and whether or not there were even people out there interested in taking the work over. And that was a real critical piece of it. For example, with the Convention Center, the Community Services Commission just finished studying that for possible privatization. There was nobody out there who wanted to take that over, and they looked on a very broad scale, not just within the city of Reading.
What about garbage collection? Same thing?
Yeah, same kind of thing. I mean, looking at cost, looking at people who might want to take it over, and so on. It was a good group of people, that about 10, including the 5 city council members and 5 people that we asked to serve, former mayors and so on, who know this kind of stuff pretty well. Now, as I did say, we're looking at parks maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing that this afternoon at our Community Services Commission meeting. And one of the things the editorial said this morning was, and it's true, there are a lot of landscape people out there that would probably be interested in this work, which is unlike people who might want to take over a convention center or a Reading Electric Utility or something like that.
Right. Well, Paul Huser, we're going to have him as a guest here soon. And tomorrow, in fact, our guest will be Reading Police Chief Peter Hansen. And tomorrow we're going to be talking gangs and crime. And, you know, we've had, a supervisor from Trinity County down here talking the huge problems they're having up there with marijuana. But, hey, our guest has been Mary Stiegel.
Thank you for being with us today. And
you're welcome.
I'm sure our listeners are very happy to hear.
You're happy to hear I'm
no,
not
happy
ready.
To hear, happy to hear your input is what I was saying.
I'm sorry, Linda, I couldn't resist.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, one of the things I'm looking at the ones who say they're running and the little things they're saying about it, I'm saying you're dividing them into three camps already.
Yeah.
One issue people, support the police. And cut all the spending we're doing. So
right.
It should be interesting to see what happens.
Very interesting. And
we'd love to have you back on. So
yes,
for your comments. And
I want to say to the people that are running, good for you. And
yeah,
hang
absolutely.
In there.
Great.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mary.
Yeah, this is Carl Lindebot. Tomorrow our guest will be Chief Peter Hansen. We'll be talking gangs and those types of safety problems that we're facing, or are we? Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Reading.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Stanley. The commanders have been warning of the likelihood that U.S. and NATO troop casualties would escalate as the Allies push to secure the Kandahar region and the Taliban in Afghanistan push back. And sure enough, it's happening. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin is live with the body count.
Yeah, Chris, 8 U.S. troops died within just a few hours of each other. 3 were killed while defending an Afghan police headquarters from a Taliban attack. 4 died in a roadside bombing, and 1 died from wounds after a gun battle. Last month was the deadliest yet for coalition troops, but already in July, 45 of them are dead, including 33 Americans. General David Petraeus has promised to review the use of air power to protect troops, but he says the counterinsurgency strategy will not change. Chris?
Thanks, Alistair. The oil spill capping process may seem like a Peanuts cartoon with Gulf residents as Charlie Brown and BP as Lucy constantly pulling away that football, but the company says it's got to hold off on testing that new containment cap for up to 48 hours, and that it's the government's